Hello, everybody, and welcome to week 5 here of Nemaha Central Girls Locker Room Chat with Haddon Hiltgen here helping us out today. And, Coach, you have had incredible success the last couple of weeks, and to start the new year, of course, having not lost a game here in 2025. As it stands, you have won 2 games so far, but you've won 4 games straight. You've been able to overcome those first 3 losses of the year, and you've done it so by also beating out 3 straight league opponents. You beat out Jeff West, Tyler Compton, Royal Valley. Your last 2 games, though, Perry LeCompton, you beat 58-21, and then you took down Royal Valley 58-26. Tell me about those wins, Coach.
We got off great starts offensively in both games, and we did a great job there of steals with our press and create some offense that way. But also, we were really good in the half court in both games, getting the shots we wanted and knocking them down. But really, those 2 games defensively, outside of the first quarter versus Perry, we were dominant in both games. In the full court, even in the half court last night in the second half, Royal Valley, they really didn't get any good looks at all. So we've just been really good in half court defense. And then last night was probably our best rebounding game. We only gave up 5 offensive rebounds to a really good offensive rebounding team in Royal Valley. So that was really good to see.
Talk about some of your players here. Callie Hunneman finishing the game with 17 points for you. And then Holtile, she had a great game as well with 9 points, 7 rebounds. She hit 3 threes on the game. And then you can't forget to also give a shout out to Dollinghouse, who had 5 assists on the game, but she's had 17 assists combined in her last 2 games. Tell me about some of these players, but also about the entire roster, because about the entire roster was able to step up with 5 or 6 or so points on the board last night.
Yeah, and definitely. We had, obviously Callie has put a few games together here on offense, scoring the ball for us really well. But the other girls, we got everybody's pitching in anywhere from 9 to 5 points, and that becomes really tough to guard. You can't hone in on just 2 players, so. So it was good to see Hallie step up and shoot the ball really well last night. And again, she does a lot of things for us that are really good that you can't always put in the stat sheet. But last night you could with those 3 threes, and they were big ones. Anytime you get that long ball to go in, Cammy last 2 games has done a great job of finding the open player, and we've done a good job of making those shots. So back-to-back games with 9 assists and 8 assists is really good with limited turnovers as well. So she's done a great job of facilitating her offense, and the other girls continue to chip in, which is really good to see. Zoe Sudbeck comes in, has just been giving us awesome minutes off the bench. She comes in and gives us a spark on both ends of the floor. So we seem to be clicking in all facets of the game right now.
Well, Coach, talking about some upcoming games for you, you got Holton on Friday, but back-to-back games because you also have that postponed. So that's a game that was supposed to be played a while ago, and now it will be played on Saturday. So you have Holton on Friday, Sabetha on Saturday. What's the preparation like for back-to-back games? But also, you've seen Holton earlier on the season. That way they were part of your 3-game losing streak where you lost 54-51 and overtime. So yeah, how's it going to look like to get a bounce back and try to capture a win against the Holton Wildcats, and then right after turn around and then try to take on Sabetha on Saturday?
Yeah, definitely. We'll have to in practice keep our legs underneath us here with 3 games in a week. So what we'll be careful on that, but also Holton's going to be a very good opponent. They're playing very good basketball right now. I don't know if they've lost since beginning of the season, to be honest with you. So they're playing really good. It'll be a tough matchup for us, and they're well coached. But I know the girls last night, they're excited. They don't think that don't feel they gave their best or had their best game the last time we played them, and they really want to show Holton what they're about and how much we've improved. So between Holton and Nemaha, whenever we get together, it's always a good one, and I know we're looking forward to that on Friday, and then obviously Saturday you got a quick turnaround to your rival Sabetha. So we'll take it one game at a time, and we'll wait for Friday to get here and versus Holton, then we will prepare quickly for Sabetha on Saturday.
So again, a big time matchup on Friday, Nemaha Central Girls taking on the Holton Girls. Holton Girls having a 5-game winning streak. Nemaha Central Girls now on a 4-game, trying to extend with a possible chance on Friday and even on Saturday. Coach, thank you for your time as always.
You bet. Appreciate it.
You can catch Friday's game on the Holton Channel as well as 92.1 KMZA. These Nemaha Central Locker Room Chats have also been brought by Life Care Center and How Exceed.